With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. KMAD updates its public health travel advisory as arboviral infections continue to spike across the region. Arboviral infections are mosquito-borne illnesses like dengue, chikungunya, and Zika. At the end of November, the health ministry issued a public health travel advisory to highlight growing concerns related to an outbreak of leptospirosis in Jamaica following the passage of Hurricane Melissa. That advisory has now been updated to include arboviral infections following increased cases in Cuba that will remain in effect until at least January 30th. So if you're traveling to Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, Panama, Honduras, and Costa Rica, you're encouraged to practice, quote, enhanced precautions like wearing protective clothing, using mosquito repellents with DEET, and using window screens or mosquito nets. If you're returning to Cayman from one of these countries, make sure to keep an eye out for symptoms of these types of infections, which occur between 3 and 15 days after infection, like a high fever, rash, headache, vomiting, and joint pain. Testing is free at Public Health. To date, there have been no confirmed cases of any arboviral infection in the Cayman Islands for 2025. What started as a jury trial is now a rape case being heard by judge alone. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has the update on the case against Jason Preston McLean.
Jason Preston McLean faces an 11-count indictment, which alleges he raped a then 13-year-old girl, said to have taken place between February and May 2023. The indictment includes 7 counts of indecent assault, 3 counts of inviting a minor to engage in sexual activity, and 1 count of rape. What started as a jury trial on Monday, however, saw the jury discharged on Wednesday following legal arguments. It remains unclear why the challenge to the jury trial was made, but the trial as of Thursday commenced as a judge alone. The jury had previously heard details of the assault, including testimony and cross-examination from the complainant. The Crown alleged that Mr. McLean inappropriately touched a girl once at a residence in Georgetown, and on other occasions at a location in Bodentown and at another Georgetown address, when she says Mr. McLean raped her. Mr. McLean denies all 11 charges, stating the complainant is lying. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
And in other news, head to St. George's Anglican Church for the Promise of Bethlehem, a Starlight retelling of the Christmas story.
Starlight program, part of K-Musica's after-school initiatives. It's our very own music factory, where young musicians are initiated, nurtured, and polished.
K-Musica's Marius Gaina tells Radio K-Man these talented students are ready to share festive cheer and say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays through music, on the heels of their recent recital at the library, where they blew away House Speaker the Honorable Ezard Miller.
What one of the things that shocked me is that they have 20 students studying cello, right? And they had a little guy, probably, I don't think he's any more than 6 or 7, he's only a year high, but he played a song on the piano that was absolutely impressive.
The show is Sunday at 6 o'clock at St. George's Anglican Church. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Ukraine's war effort has received a $100 billion boost from the European Union following a late-night agreement between EU leaders to jointly raise funds for an interest-free loan. President Zelensky said the loan would strengthen Ukraine's resilience. Meanwhile, Russia's President Putin has said his country is ready to end the conflict in Ukraine, but only on his terms. Speaking in his annual phone-in, he said the onus remained on the West and Ukraine to draw up a suitable peace proposal. Ukraine's security service says it's used aerial drones to attack a tanker from Russia's so-called Shadow Fleet in the Mediterranean. Security officials said the Kendall received critical damage and was now inoperable. UN-backed food security experts say 100,000 people in Gaza were still experiencing famine last month, despite the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. They say 500,000 people there still face emergency conditions. The interim government of Bangladesh has called for calm after rioting broke out in several cities. The latest protests started after news spread of the death of a young politician who was shot a week ago. BBC News.